baking soda, whatever they had to have. But other than that, they had to eat at home. They had home cured meat, smoke out. They had the eggs that come off the yard, and they had the milk and butter that come from the farm lot. There's been a tremendous change in what people depend on for a living since I've been old enough to recollect. People don't want to believe it, that people went through with what they did back then. Well, the people lived on a farm, and when wash day come, they gathered up the washing and went to the wash place. They went out on the hillside and got a lot of knots and built a fire around the old black pot. And they had the scrub board that they scrubbed the clothes on, and then over to the side there was a battling bench that you battled the clothes. And you went through the process of washing them and then carried them back up to the house. Maybe it might be a good way from the house to a spring or something other way to do the wash, hang them back out on the line. Then when they got ready to iron those clothes, they'd have a wood fire in the fireplace and have the andirons, put them up in front of the fire and get them hot, and that was the way that they ironed the clothes.
Yes, sir, it sounded like a wash day was a pretty rough day, a lot of work.
Well, there was always a day set aside for wash day. It might be, it hardly ever was on Monday because that was a bad day. But most of the time, Wednesday or Thursday was wash day. Well, everybody pitched in and helped. It wasn't as bad as you think.
You talking about the farm, it sounds like you were, except for things like sugar and so forth, you were just about self-sufficient as far as meat.
Right. You had it all. You had it all there. In your reach. You go to the smokehouse and get your piece of meat, or you'd go to the poultry yard. You'd get you some eggs. It was altogether a different picture from what people go through with. Now, people lived at home. They had what to eat. They would plan a year ahead of time how much meat that they figured it would take for the family. And then they knew how many cows that they were supposed to be milking at one time to keep the family and the milk and butter that they needed. But now it's everybody's living out of a paper sack.
I guess so. Was cotton your cash crop when you...
Cotton was, that was back in the time of King Cotton. Cotton was the top crop. And at that time, in the beginning of it, there wasn't any money in cotton. And it hadn't changed too much now. It just got in a bigger scale. But when it comes down to the marketing price of it, it's not too much different, because it took all that you could get out of the cotton to make a cotton crop, and it's still in that same category. Now,
they're pretty hard work raising the cotton. What all you?
Well, now, back in the mule days, cotton was, you'd get out and the most people would prepare, when they go to prepare the land, they had either had a middle buster, that was a plow that throwed dirt two ways, or they had a breaking plow.